Cuomo says he wants to try something that's never been done before. He wants to pass the budget by April 1, then update the state spending plan quarterly. He'd revise the amounts paid out to school districts, local governments, healthcare providers, and all others who depend on state funding based on how much money the state actually has collected from revenues. The governor says he does not expect the idea to be popular, but he says it's necessary.
It is a reality for everyone, and everyone has to adjust to it. I'm sure there'll be some people who say, well, I shouldn't have to adjust to it, you know? I should be held harmless from reality. No one's held harmless from reality. Go tell any family out there, you know, reality doesn't count. So everyone is going to have to deal with the reality. I can't protect them from the reality.
Cuomo says he hoped the federal bailout package approved by Congress this week would give New York more money to close its deficit. He says while there is funding for additional unemployment insurance and help to small businesses, he says he's shocked that New York will receive proportionately less aid to run its government than states like South Dakota and Wyoming.
They just did nothing on the revenue loss. You know, they know we have to fund education. They'll all say in their speeches, education, education, it's our children's future. And then they do absolutely nothing in the legislation.
The governor says he does not want to make the quarterly revisions in conjunction with the legislature. He says that might not even be feasible.
I don't believe the legislature is going to want to come up here every quarter and go through numbers. At this rate, with the spread of the virus, you know, I don't even know that it would be responsible to ask for a convening of the legislature periodically.
The governor's budget director, Robert Mojica, says his office will be transparent with the numbers.
Everyone will see those, the controller will see those, and the goal is to be transparent up front so that school districts can see this is what would happen if we don't reach the revenue forecast, so they would know what would happen each quarter.
Earlier in the day, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, appearing on the public radio program The Capitol Press Room, said lawmakers remain resistant to granting the governor more powers in the budget.
We are a co-equal branch of government, and, you know, we understand the need to have the nimbleness to react when that, you know, if something has to happen, but I would never be in favor of giving wide latitude without involvement of the legislature in some of these decisions.
Stewart-Cousins says so far there's no agreement between the Senate, Assembly, and the governor on any major budget issue.
I would like to say that a lot of the big, big issues are resolved, but that's not the case just yet.
Cuomo says he still wants to include additional unrelated items into the budget, like making some changes to the state's bail reform laws that ended most forms of cash bail on January 1 and legalizing recreational marijuana for adults. He says the budget may be it, and after early April, the legislature may not convene again this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.